Hi everyone, just responding to the clumsy moments discussion. I generally am quite careful and don't have moments where I drop things or knock things off surfaces very often. Although saying that, now I'm probably going to go downstairs and drop something, drop a plate or a cup or knock something off a work surface. I can see that happening now. I've said I don't. It doesn't happen very often. It hasn't, since I've lost some vision recently, it hasn't, the amount of times I've dropped things or knocked things off surfaces hasn't increased, interestingly. Although I have found that I'm walking into things more, so the sides of the doors or walls, and when I go out, my main problem is when I'm out and about and using my cane and following a shore line, I'll sweep to my right or my left and locate the shoreline, and I know the shoreline's there because I've just located it with my cane. Then I take a step forward and walk into the shoreline. So I walk into the wall that I've just been following. So, which is really stupid. I know it's there. I've just hit it with my cane. I know it's there. I do the same thing with going around corners. So I locate the shoreline and it will disappear. So I know to go around the corner with my cane. But then I take a step forward to go around the corner and I walk straight into the wall, which is really, really daft. And it's happening less now that I've had more, you know, the more I have mobility sessions, the less it happens, but it's still happening. I did it last week in my mobility session and I was like, this is really annoying. I know the shoreline's there. I just keep walking to the shoreline. My mobility instructor said a lot of people do it, but it's, I've got a scratch down my arm. Well, a big scratch on my wrist and then smaller scratches going all the way down my arm because I had a fight with a bush. The other day I was walking along, minding my own business, following the shoreline on my right, and the hedge, prickly hedge, was on top of the shoreline that I was following, so on top of the wall that I was following, and happened to get too close, did the usual thing, got too close to the wall, and the bush attacked me, and I got scrapes all down my arm, and I didn't actually realise what I'd done until my mobility instructor met me at the point we were arranged to meet, and said, "Have you scratched yourself? It looks really red on your arm." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I think that might have been the bush that attacked me." Just one funny story that I can remember. When I was at university, I had a friend that I used to go around with a lot, and she, although she was fully sighted, she is a wheelchair user and she used an electric wheelchair, and the way she used to guide me was I used to hang on to the back of her chair. She had a handy rail on the back of her chair that I held on to, and she used to guide me like that. And one day we were going to the shops and we were just going along and I hit a metal post and on my left. And my friend said to me, "Oops, sorry, I was too busy staring at the fit guy over there to realise that I was supposed to remember to guide you and tell you that there was a lamppost there." And I said, "Oh, okay, thanks very much. And are you going to give me an audio description of this fit guy over there?" very funny. And I've heard a lot of other stories of sighted people walking into lampposts as well. So, yeah, just my contribution.